India gets ready for transitions that will bring growth. The recession's impact forces a ministry to cut back this year, and a summit in the U.S. focuses on training First Nation youth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's new parliament must be seated by June 2nd. As that date approaches, there's some apprehension as to how smoothly the world's largest democracy will transition. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
anytime any organization goes through change, there's an element of risk.
ASM is also at the beginning of a transition in their India ministry.
We are actually in India making the transition from an expanded type of a cassette player to the digital scripture players. And they've been very well received. And what makes them so useful to the people is their ability to just quickly carry them with them and allowing the solar panel to charge the player back up.
Dudenhofer says people are hungry for God's word. They can barely keep up with the demand.
People already are being motivated to share God's word in other areas. Pray for wisdom for the believers, for courage and for open thinking, that God would really challenge them with not only a vision for reaching their villages, but for reaching the whole world.
Also in India, Serve India Ministries is looking to give hope to farmers and their families. There, it's estimated one farmer takes his life every 30 minutes. Ebenezer Samuel explains.
The problem is due to extreme poverty in India, exemplified by the fact that up to 800 million people live on 50 cents a day. Farmers in at least five states of India are committing suicide.
Because of crop failure and money lenders charging high interest rates, farmers have no hope. Serve India is providing hope through Stepping Stone, a ministry to help children of these families know the love of Christ.
Once we get in touch with a child and start helping the child, we are also able to help the family behind the child through counseling and through visits, through involvement in many other areas of their life.
Consider sponsoring one child for $3 a month. Doing so prevents them from becoming bond slaves. Go to our website for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of people are responding to God's call to long-term missions, but they need financial support, says International Mission Board's Wendy Norvell.
It's a heartbreaking situation because there are still millions of people who still don't even have access to the gospel, and there are people here who've said, God has called and I want to go. And yet the funds just won't allow us to be able to send and support them at this time.
The IMB commissioned over 1,000 new long-term missionaries last year. This year, the economic crisis will force many potential missionaries to stay behind.
Last week, we had an appointment service and appointed 101 new long-term missionaries to go join our folks overseas. But in the rest of this year, we're only going to be able to send probably fewer than 100 more long-term workers.
Your support can help people answer God's call to share the gospel around the world. Next, this from the strange way to share their faith file. A worker with Operation Mobilization in an undisclosed location is using technology to share Christ. OM reports one team leader started texting Bible verses to 40 friends and colleagues. Now he's reaching 70 people every day. Three others have also started texting. Outreach potential is great as new research predicts 50% of the world's population will be using cell phones by the end of 2009. Africa now boasts the fastest growth rate in the world. And Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is offering a great opportunity for Native American and First Nations youth. This summer from June 27th to July 2nd, RHM's On Eagle's Wings Ministry will be holding their annual Warrior Leadership Summit. The conference will encourage these youth to dedicate their lives to Christ and help share God's love with their people and people around the world. For information on how to register, check out our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer, who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom of the page, and we'll send you five stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.